to read the letter. Yeah. I also have it here projected on the screen and also explain.
Oh, ich habe das schon.
Marriage. This they do usually in marriages, but this one. Nothing intended. This was not intended. Yes. I was just wanted to just very briefly say what the letter is for Chittakara Prabhu and myself. Maybe the historical background when it was written. I think very briefly I will do. Yes. Yes. I wanted to just say, Srila Prabhupada had the idea that India's main spirituality takes place in the villages, not in the big towns. The big towns, they are following the West, you know, with the advancement of material, of you know, technology and life circumstances, producing industrial things and so on. But in India's villages, you will find the original culture, much more than the westernized towns. And therefore, he requested Hans Duda, Prabhu, a devotee who was in Germany, and I think he was also in charge of Switzerland at that time and Austria. He requested him to go to these villages with buses and make a spiritual program there. So we took three buses from Germany, and we asked Chittakara to guide us, drive us to the to India, because he had a bus. he had a bus company before he joined the devotees. It was called Magical Tours. Magical Tours. The Beatles made a song about the magical bus or something. He was one of these young industrious people who brought all the hippies who wanted to come to India in these magic buses. So he knew how to drive through Turkey, through Iran, how to negotiate with the cultures there, I was in a bunch with German devotees going to India on these three buses, and we had a wonderful time where we went from village to village. We did kirtans, we cooked huge pots. They were like rowing boats, so big, full of prasadam, distributed them. We gave lectures, and we showed a movie, and all the villages came. It was a movie on our movement in the West, and they were really taking it up very nicely. But after 9 months or 6 months, I don't remember so clearly, we had to take the buses out of India. Their visa was expired. Visa for buses is called Kane, you know. So then the two of us came together, and we drove one of these buses out of India. It was full with hippies who paid only $50, which is nothing, from India to Istanbul. Yes. And one of these buses, I think we took the three buses out, was a green bus, a Mercedes bus, and we stopped in Kabul, Afghanistan. Within a few days, a school was given to us, and we were teaching the Hindu minority children things about the avatars and so on. And we became, as a result, very prominent, because some of the parents, the Hindu parents, heard about us and then began to bring us to big social events in Kabul. Soon you would find the two of us in all important marriages making the music. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and so on, and other songs, bhajans, and we preached in universities and everything. And we were, as I said in my lecture, not yet very mature. We were a little bit too bold, and as a result, the people who had this other belief, they hired a few assassins to kill us, because yes, we were foolish. I mean, it was also not nice to kill Hare Krishnas, but we went over the borders. It's not what you do when you are surrounded with a religion that really wants people to follow their religion. It was not so mature. But in all of this, we made a lot of contacts, and we wrote to Srila Prabhupada. At that time, you must know, we were considering or wanted to become world preachers who were traveling all over the world without any limitations, that this is a part of the world where one GBC and his devotees took care of the preaching. So he heard our glowing report, what we did in Kabul. Now you can see how Prabhupada answered. We will put it for you on. My dear Chitrakara Prabhu, he was the leader of our group, please accept my blessings. I am in due receipt of your letter dated 22nd of September 1976. I have noted the contents carefully. Hansa Duda Maharaj, that was our overall leader, has also given me an account of your activities in Kabul. Wow, for me as a disciple, that's very nice. Hansa Duda told some good things about me to Prabhupada. Nice. It doesn't matter that you have been asked to leave Kabul. No? The important thing is that you are trying to spread the message of the Lord all over the world. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says very clearly that anyone who tries to broadcast his message is considered most dear, and there is no one dearer to the Lord than such a sincere preacher. So Prabhupada says, don't be attached to the result. Yes, you have been asked to leave by the Afghanistani authorities, but you had the right intention. No? If you can collect money there, as you have suggested, and send it for Nitai Gaur World Traveling Sangathan, this is the World Sangathan Party, this is what it is translating, activities in India, that will be good. You must know, this group, Nitai Gaur TVSKP, that was conducting this Indian village programs, and we were part of this. And here Prabhupada says that if you can send some Lakshmi there to India, do it. No? There is no restriction for preachers. They may travel everywhere, all over the world. Nitai Gaur means worldwide preaching. See his vision and his enthusiasm. Because Lord Chaitanya appeared to spread this movement to every town and village of the world. And by the grace of good souls like yourself, wow! the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being fulfilled in the modern age. So collect and send. Very practical. Hansaduta Maharaj is doing nicely and can utilize any amount. We are planning a big Kumbh Mela. You have my blessings all the time. Continue to preach with enthusiasm. Keep Hansaduta Maharaj informed about your activities. I hope this letter finds you well. So, my dear everyone, this was sent in 1976, when the world was young and some of you were not yet born. For me, and for those in the, who the practicing devotees, it's a document of a time that brought forth so many opportunities. I remember when we came from eventually Shitakara's parents are Swiss people. We came to Wiel, in Ober Wiel, I think, or Under Wiel. Rickenbach, even. We needed a few days to just acclimatize, but then we were going in Switzerland and meeting many, many people to try to open something in Switzerland, because we thought when Switzerland is becoming interested, they can send any amount to India. So we were there and we opened many, many centers. No, small centers. There was another devotee, Shankararanya Prabhu. He was already there. And then we got our first big temple in Düdingen. Does any one of you remember Düdingen? You remember Düdingen. It was a farm. There was a nice house. There was a lake. And there we had a big center with many people joining. Yes, I'm connected to you. And yes, we, that's all Prabhupada's mercy. It's not, we are not special. Yes, but it was very, this is a time. And for us, this letter reminds us of a time where we were closely guided by our divine spiritual master, and where impossible was not considered. We didn't look at it. We didn't think anything is impossible. In fact, we thought everything is possible with Krishna's mercy. That's how we acted, and many things became possible because we were convinced of this. So yeah, so it's the letter. And Damodar Prasad will tell us what we will do with the letter. Yeah, you have a question.
Thank you, Maharaj, for giving the background of this letter. I have a question about something Chitrakar Prabhu mentioned, which was going on in Switzerland. He said, you became sick.
Yeah.
And due to... Would you like to say something?
Yes. Since you want to know, yes, I got malaria. I think I must have carried it from India. It was there that broke out, and finally I was brought into the hospital, and the doctors did not know if they could cure me. That time my father and mother came with a helicopter from Germany to say goodbye to their son. Yes, I was this. But as we say, weeds die very slowly. So yes. I remember there was this one night when I felt, this is now the night when I should die. According to my horoscope also, I should have died at that age. Don't know when, how old I was. Can you remember?
76.
I was born 54.
22,
yes. And around this time, I was getting ready, actually. But I prayed to Krishna that, my dear Lord, if you save me from this malaria, I want to promise to give my life 100% to you. He saved me. It was this one, it's always, you know, the night there was this crisis night, and I was already so much, had lost so much energy. I was really, seeing death before my eyes. And I prayed, and Krishna saved me. And then I became very serious in my spiritual life. It was good for me. I think a lot of karma also left me. And my parents later told me they also thought I would die. And the doctors also thought. It's that one night, you know, where you... It's a point in time where you feel this could be the time, and I sincerely prayed and expressed my desire to continue living a little longer because I felt I was not spiritually ready for moving out of this body. And And then we did many nice activities. You know, they say there's no memory of misery. I don't remember this in great detail. I only remember I had splitting headaches all the time, fever. I was, they needed to change the bed 4 times a day because I was sweating so much. It was really not easy. But I only remember I chanted many more rounds and like this. There was nothing to do. Stress-free life, you know. Only a little dying. I was very... I don't recall it so much, but now where you remind me, as if your parents come by helicopter, it might mean something. You know?
Maharaj Chita Kapoor was also mentioning that, as he recollects, you didn't really know what's wrong with you. You didn't know that you have malaria. And he remembered you went to the hospital, and most probably, he didn't say it specifically, but he said the doctors thought you were some drug addict because probably you said you're coming from Afghanistan. That he remembered.
I did, but I didn't take anything.
I didn't say that. The doctors said.
Yeah, I know. Yes, yes. And at that time, you know, I was 22 years. I don't know if you would have invited me when I was 22 years to give a lecture. I was just so enthusiastic. For me, nothing. There was no, you know, just only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Very enthusiastic. Now I'm much calmer. You know, they also didn't, I came in dhoti and everything. They didn't know what this was. But they became very friendly and very concerned because I was talking to them about the Bhagavad Gita, of course, what else? Like this. Did Siddhakara tell you of the different activities which we did? We really met many important people also. Because remember, we always wanted to send large amounts to India. Krishna was very kind to us. We were invited in many places, and it was a wonderful time, I remember. And at the end, we got this beautiful farm next to the lake, where we even did agriculture and so on. It was for a long time the main seat of Krishna consciousness in the Switzerland. You don't know, you have not heard about Düdingen? You know, you must have heard, it was. And we paid only 20 franklies per year rent, you know.
20 franklies.
Because we were, the person who gave it to us was interested in Krishna consciousness.
And it was given due to your preaching efforts.
Yeah, you know, when you're preaching, you never think you are the cause of something. But you could say this, we met the people and they gave it to us. In my mind, it's Krishna who gave it to us through the people. Yes, yes, yes. Good. So that's the letter. It's a part of history. And it showed really, it shows a spirit that perhaps we all look for in this modern time. The spirit of thinking globally for the welfare of the world. This is how Prabhupada thought. He saw there were two enthusiastic disciples, and he engaged them in supporting his mission in India. And he was happy that they were all over the world spreading Krishna consciousness. And really, being under the direct guidance of Prabhupada, who commented, really the experience was everything could happen any day. We were absolute, we had this feeling of absolute freedom, so to say. And it's quite a wonderful time, really. I'm very happy that Chitakara Prabhu found the letter, and it's the first, and that I can read it again after so many years, you know.
I also checked the Veda base.
Yeah.
Because usually we find all the letters in the Veda base.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Yeah.
So he probably always kept it with him.
Yes. Krishna. Correct. And this is something I want you to also know and consider. When you are under the guidance or connected with such an extraordinary pure soul as Srila Prabhupada is, someone who is really an instrument to bring Gaudiya Vaishnavism to the shores of the West, you feel really very safe as if an umbrella is over you that takes all the rain, the hail, the wind away from you. And this feeling of being protected and being guided, it's just something so wonderful, and I believe very strongly that it is possible also in this present time. If we can bring about the simple surrender which we were able to feel at that time. Surrender, I mean here, as a willingness and an openness for divine guidance to enter your life, and just open, you know, being open for this, and moving along with this without doubting it, without opposing it, but just being in that divine current or flow, you say nowadays, that comes from the spiritual world and picks you up and moves you in this world. That's such, for me, this is there in this time when the letter came to us. Good, so I think we can end here, and Hare Krishna. Sag du doch jetzt, ne?